Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klaus and Mechalev. We finished Simon Beis. I want to clarify a few points. The Chayodim points out that the correct bracha is the Shernosan Reich Teba Peris. You'll find that multiple Sidurim have Hanusin Reich Teba Peris. So the Poskim assume that either Nosach B'diyavad would be Yotze. The Chayodim follows that the language of the Gemara is Lashon Avar. And the Mishabura follows that as well. Shulchan Haram follows that as well. On the other hand, the Derech HaChaim and the Aruch HaShulchan follow the Girsa of Hanusin Reich Teva Peiris. But the person can assume either language a person would use, B'diyavad, the person would be Yotze. Okay, that's number one. Now, so you mentioned this idea that the something which its purpose is for Reach in general, or something which is not its primary purpose is for Reach, but if at this moment your focus is for the purpose of Reach, that allows you to make the bracha of Reach on it. So a person has a container of spices which he keeps for the purpose of using them as to flavor, as an ingredient for flavor in different foods. And he takes it now at this moment because he wants to smell it. So it's Moshe Shabbos, and a person wants to make a bracha on b'samim. So he doesn't have any b'samim. So he goes to his spice closet. He takes out the cinnamon. He wants to smell the cinnamon. So this item, clearly its primary purpose is not for the purpose of smell. It's to be add flavor to foods. But right now he's taking it for the purpose of smell. He's picking it up for the purpose of smell. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that is sufficient to allow the bracha to be said on this item. Because right now, its primary function and purpose has become for smell. However, the Chazanish understands that the Gra disagrees with that. And such an item, which is primarily for the purpose of food, or for flavoring, even if you would take it now, at this moment, for the purpose of smelling it, you would not make a bracha on it. So, therefore, some poskim suggest that a person should be careful about this, the Chazon Ish, and therefore a person should have b'samim which are miyuchad for the purpose of b'samim. So, once you've bought this container of b'samim, or you've designated this b'samim for the purpose of b'samim, it's no longer being kept for the purpose of a flavor. And now it's designated for the purpose of smell. So now you can make a bracha on it without a question. Okay, now in Simon Gimel, he says, Al Tzimmerind, Tzimmerind is kinomen, is cinnamon. Yeshamrim devorchim asher nosan, yeshamrim bere minei besamim. So some say that it's a food item, so it's a food item which is edible. It grows on a tree. It's the bark of a tree, so we should say the bracha of Reach Teva Peiris. Some say the bracha of Reach Teva Peiris. Mishabur, interestingly enough, Paskins. So what's the discussion over here? It's something which is eaten ayele teruvis, and. And Ayeh Terubas is eaten, so therefore the bracha should be Nusim Reach Teva Peiris. However, the person said that nowadays this is not true. Once upon a time, the people used to make a concoction. The primary purpose of the concoction was eating the cinnamon. You take cinnamon, you add a little bit of sugar, and you eat it. So the main goal is enjoying the cinnamon. So it's used, it itself is a food. The only question is, it's a food which you can only eat by mixing it with something else. You can't eat it plain. So that we say, well, even though you cannot eat it plain, you can only eat it with mixing with something else. It's a food, and therefore the bracha of Hashem Nosan Reach Teva Peiris is appropriate. However, nowadays, where cinnamon is not used as a food, the primary purpose is a tavlin, it's a flavor for something else. There's no inyan of making bracha of Hashem Nosan Reach Teva Peiris on cinnamon. And everybody nowadays would agree that the bracha is going to be the bracha, regular bracha psamim, which the Chagadim says the bracha is bere mine b'samim. Now, why isn't it bere atzei b'samim? We'll talk about Bez Hashem in a different shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.